If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
It was announced that the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne, passed earlier this morning, and I decided that I was going to change up my men's room top 10 to reflect that. And I, you know, we already did the 10 best songs according to us here at KISW here for Sid and Spin. So where am I going to go with this instead? He wasn't just a singer.
Uh-oh.
Doggone it, Mike. That was a perfect setup, and then you didn't have the damn pot up.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
The 10 best Ozzy Osbourne movie and TV appearances. You know, he got the nickname Ozzy as a kid, and it stuck forever. I got a nickname as a kid as well. In fact, I got a few. Dill Pickle, Dillweed, and my favorite, Dildo. Children, here's to the Prince of Darkness. May he forever haunt our souls and ears with his legacy.
My bad, Ted. I did not realize that.
Sorry.
This would be better suited for TV time, so I will hijack it. So these are the 10 best Ozzy Osbourne cameos in movies and TV.
All right.
Starts with The Jerky Boys. Anybody see that movie from 1995?
I did not
I
see
did.
The movie. Yeah, I just remember them being pretty entertaining to listen to.
Yeah, so this was they were a prank phone call team, and this was their official movie. After a couple of comedy albums, they made a movie appropriately titled The Jerky Boys, The Movie. Ozzy Osbourne makes an appearance as the manager for the band, Helmet. Yeah. Which, you know.
So is it just based on the character? I don't remember the movie. Was that based on the characters they were doing on their albums beforehand?
I don't know.
I believe
so. And they just put them in real life situations. I might have to check that out.
Steve, you're probably the closest one to be able to see. Did the kids ever make you watch Gnomeo and Juliet?
No, I know the name, but I never had to watch it.
Thank God. It says, two things that you might not think about when it comes to the Godfather of Metal are animated deer and Shakespeare. However, those worlds collided in Gnomeo and Juliet. The animated reimagining of Romeo and Juliet, Ozzy Osbourne voices Fawn, the miniature deer statue, and the best friend of Tybalt. Fitting character.
And he was the voice of which one?
He was the, there's a deer.
Okay.
It's named Fawn. It's a miniature deer statue.
I wonder how that happens. Like, all right, man, we got these, you know who should voice the deer, man, is Ozzy Osbourne. Like, yeah, give him a call.
Why not? Bring him in. Hey, who has seen the horror comedy from 1986, Trick or Treat?
That's the one I was talking about.
That's the one you're talking about in The Office.
It is a horrible movie, but a lot of it, there were two reasons any of us wanted to go see it. I don't know, I'm 16, 17 years old, whatever. So it's a horror movie. But Gene Simmons played a radio DJ.
All right.
And to his credit, he's only in there briefly, but did a pretty good job. And Ozzy Osbourne, of all things, played a priest who's on TV bitching about the evils of metal music.
A TV evangelist. That's evangelist. That
and
is
then
correct.
He was killed.
Oh, no.
And the place went crazy, yeah.
The top 10 Ozzy Osbourne of TV and movie cameos. I'm a big fan of this these days, but he also did show up on WWE Raw.
That makes sense.
He's made a few stops in the world of professional wrestling, they say, even becoming a celebrity inductee into the Hall of Fame in 2021. He's also one of several celebrities who have appeared in WrestleMania, managing the British Bulldogs as they secured the World Tag Team Championships at the 1986 pay-per-view event. In November of 2009, he and his wife Sharon served as guest hosts on WWE Raw, where they did a spin on Sharon's gig as judge on America's Got Talent and turned the ring into a judge's table for Raw's Got Talent.
Raw's got talent.
Raw's got talent. He just kind of fits. He's just that campy.
That makes sense.
And it would just fit.
I don't know that you could like wrestling that much and not like Ozzy Osbourne.
Absolutely.
They just seem like, you're right. They seem like they go hand in hand.
They really do. And the number of characters that Ozzy would fit with, you know, you got the Undertakers of the world.
Almost
that are in
any
there,
of them,
Kane
right.
And all them. Like, he fits. Any CSI fans? Crime Scene Investigation.
You see on the occasional episode.
They say Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath premiered the second single off of their reunion album 13 during an episode of CSI. In season 13, episode Skin in the Game is what it's called. Ted Danson's character attend a black Sabbath concert while investigating a string of murders. On the stage, the band sings End of the Beginning before the singer sits down with one of the suspects for an interview. The interviewer mentions that they've spoken before back in 1986, to which Ozzy hilariously replies, he doesn't remember.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Not just the conversation, but the entirety of 1986.
I do not remember. No, I mean the year. I don't remember.
Steve, what is one of the least favorite movies that your children have made you watch? It's a musical. It's got
Trolls.
Justin Timberlake. Yes, right.
Yep.
And Ozzy Osbourne showed up in Trolls World Tour.
Okay, I was going to say, look, man, I sat through that freaking movie at the theater, have seen it two or three more times at home. I recalled no Ozzy. So he wasn't in the one I saw.
No.
He's just in the franchise.
When they brought the rock chick in there. Like, I remember...
I bailed out before that.
Did you? Okay. I remember when the trailer for that one came up, they did play the riff of Crazy Train on there. However, it says the sequel to DreamWorks' animated hit Trolls highlighted a number of different genres of music. Let's see here. Ozzy Osbourne, the Black Sabbath frontman, voiced King Thrash, the retired king of hard rock, with the effects of his wild rock star lifestyle made evident through Osbourne's signature nonsensical mumbling. Yeah, I don't think he had a legit line.
I was like, did they give him a script or just say, man?
Just be you.
Okay.
The movie Private Parts. Did anybody see that one? Anybody see that one in 1997?
I did.
Yeah. Howard Stern's? My brother had the book, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, it had pictures in it, Mike.
Oh,
it did.
God.
Yes.
I stole that book a lot.
It's called Private Parts. I'm scared.
There was just pictures of him in the studio. There was TNA in it.
Oh, right.
A lot.
Howard Stern's autobiographical film Private Parts features a number of celebrity cameos, and while Ozzy Osbourne only uttered a single sentence in the film, what a jerk, it remains one of 97 Flick's most quoted lines. That's not the line in its entirety.
If you haven't seen the movie there, Mike?
No, I've not.
Private Parts, it's worth watching.
Okay.
There's a guy we used to work with that we nicknamed Pig Vomit. If you watch the movie, you'll understand everything about it. You have since met this guy.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, that guy, Josh. You're down a bit? Yeah. He was our Pig Vomit.
Like, all right.
Literally, his job was to try to keep us in line.
Nice.
He did nothing else except that.
The best TV and movie cameos of Ozzy Osbourne. This was actually my first introduction of ever seeing Ozzy in my life. Came in 2002 in a movie called Austin Powers in Golden.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Boobs. These filmmakers are a bunch of boobs.
I think I saw that in theaters.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good flick, man. I enjoyed it. If you haven't, check it out. It's great. Number two on the list, they put just straight up the Osbournes, which I wouldn't. This was more of a movie or TV appearance.
Yeah. I mean, it was what it was.
But when it's your show, you can't call it an appearance.
Well, he appeared when he appeared.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the first big reality TV shows just around a family I remember, too.
And it made sense because, like I said, the persona of Ozzy Osbourne was so much different than what people finally got the chance to see, which is like an old man lost in his own house.
Right.
Dealing with ungrateful kids, the whole nine.
It's still chaotic, just not in the original Ozzy Osbourne chaos that you were used to. It still fits him. However, it's a different shade, if you will. Different font.
It made me feel like that's why he goes on tour. Right, honestly, to get
that's
away
the
from
hell
this.
Gets out of there.
And there were so many little dogs and stuff. Like, it was a whole thing.
I believe it. And I'll leave you with this final, what they call the best Ozzy Osbourne movie and or TV cameo from 2000, the Adam Sandler movie, Little Nicky.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boasts a pretty impressive catalog of projects that span multiple genres, but the 2000 action comedy Little Nicky is not considered one of his greatest. It still has developed a cult following over the years for his ridiculous, devilish story and a bevy of celebrity cameos. One of the famous faces to make an appearance is Ozzy Osbourne himself, who Nicky summons after his brother Adrian transforms into a bat. And you can guess where it goes from there.
Yes.
Played on that a lot, they did.